All right, let's get to business. I have asked the question, and it is totally okay if you say no. All I have essentially begged you for. Just think for yourself. We don't need to do party line stuff. I understand what Brad Holmes said. I don't have to like it. I don't accept we couldn't keep Za'Darius Smith. We poor. Okay, first of all, you got $41 million in cap space. Yes, I know in the next couple of weeks there will be extensions. Extensions I may not agree with, by the way. I am allowed to say that. Like,
oh, I already know. I probably won't. It's like the Tigers with bias. But yeah, you're going to do this in spite of all common sense.
I expect some egregious Kirby Joseph extension a year early where, yeah, you can franchise him. You don't have to do anything.
A year early, like 3 weeks.
No, I'm saying for him, it's a year early.
Right. Yes.
I don't have to do it. I'll leave it there. I have said, here's what a deal could look like. But you're going to lose one or two of these following players. David, early returns on the ticket text, and we'll go to the callers. What do you got?
No brainer. You lose Laporta and J-Mo. That is from Rick. Someone else says, buy J-Mo and Laporta. What else are we talking about here? Go get Trey Hendrickson.
Hey, so let me ask you a question. Yep. Do you think the vocal minority of kind of the bathwater drinkers, do you think they've actually drowned out the silent majority? Where the majority of Lion fans actually do want to go all in. They do know it's fleeting. And that only like the, let's say it's a 25-75 split. Mm-hmm. The 25% is vocal. They're basically team lemmings. Have they drowned out the actuality of Lion fan position of?
No, I don't think so, Mike. Because when you have Brad Holmes openly saying, I know, I hear what you guys are saying, and you want us to go big right now. That means they're listening to in Allen Park. To
Brad's a P1.
To what the people are actually saying. Now, if he came out there and just said, I know you guys back me, but he said it. I know I'm not operating the way you want me to operate. That tells me that the folks what I deem common sense are making a lot of noise.
Okay. I just had to ask the question. Let's go to the people, see what they've got to say. We'll go to Mike, that leadoff. Mikey, 97.1.
Hey, guys. Great topic as usual.
How are you, bud?
Very good. You?
Excellent.
Excellent. Wonderful. Anyways, now that that's taken care of, why don't we say yes to the easiest thing of all time? And your texters couldn't be more correct. That's the easiest decision ever. Okay? First of all, J-Mo, I mean, fine. Think about what he's going to cost. You drafted St. Brown in the second round, for crying out loud. I get that kind of speed is intriguing. It makes things a lot of it's a huge headache for defenses. I get all of that. And Laporte is an even easier decision because let's face it, between TJ Hockenson and Sam Laporta, you were running a couple of golf ball bags out there and they were producing at remarkable rates. So I would say that is the absolute biggest no-brainer of all time. I would absolutely.
Okay, I'm with you. Rico's with you. Mike, let me ask you this question. Why do you think some fans are scared to do it? Or look, the Lions, clearly, they believe they have what it takes to win a Super Bowl in their locker room, and they like their guys, right? Why do you think they themselves stop themselves? It's not the money. No one is accepting of that. What is it?
Okay, so it's absolute faith, and I don't get me wrong, I think he's a great executive, okay? But when guys that they picked early in the draft panned out, they said, oh my gosh, the guy's just hit on so many guys, it's great. What they failed to realize is that Sam Laporta should have never been on this team, okay? A guy like Sam Laporta should have never been on this team. If you had stayed where you, and every single person forgets that you probably could have gotten Jahmyr Gibbs with that pick 6 picks later. So the guys that really pan out that are massive, massive difference makers, no doubt about it, okay, are Jahmyr Gibbs. That's true. He is a huge difference maker.
But he's not unrestricted until, I believe, after the 2027 season.
But you know what? If I had just said, you know what, we're not going to get fancy. We're going to break the rule that we know we should have broken and said, I know this guy doesn't fit in our puzzle. Right, but Jalen Carter was a no-brainer at 6. That was a no-brainer, and we waltzed on it, and we could have walked out of that first round with Jalen Carter and Jahmyr Gibbs, and there isn't a human being with a right-thinking mind that wouldn't think, wow, wait a second, I should have probably done that. So we give him all the credit in the world, but the reality is that Sam Laporte is the easiest walk of all time. the easiest walk. And there's nothing to think about. That's all I got, guys.
And, yeah, and look, I'm not against it because at a certain point, you don't have to. You can't pay Amon-Ra like the best receiver in the league. And now we're going to pay J-Mo. Now we're going to have the highest paid tight end. Look, you pick your spots. You want to keep Laporta, J-Mo's gone. You want to keep J-Mo, Laporta's gone. There's no scenario. Look, first of all, I don't even consider guys like Gibbs. No, it's not the running back joke. It's the idea he's not a free agent until after the 27 season. There is nothing to talk about.
And you don't have to go the full way the Cincinnati Bengals have and just tick off everybody and just keep franchising. But that's the game that some players, I want a long-term deal. I want you to have one too, but you're going to take this franchise tag this year.
Yeah, and ultimately.
And you know what? Next year, we'll talk about it.
And if Hendrickson wants some 5-year, 160, you know what I'll say? I'll defend the Lions. No.
See,
Trey, you're older. I can't do that.
See, I think with Trey, it's become almost a spite thing with Cincinnati where he wants to make Cincinnati look bad.
Like, and do you want to win?
Yeah.
Trey, I'm going to hand you $100 million, 80 of it guaranteed. Do you want to win? Yes or no? Otherwise, I can't help you. And I'll defend Brad Holmes. I'll defend the Lions. But I'm just making a point to you. What he said 2 days ago, right?
Right.
And then you hear from Hendrickson yesterday. You see how the Bengals are behaving. And I'm going to sit here and listen to the president and GM of this team go, we're poor. We don't have money. We got a bill coming. No, it's like you're ready to pay for dinners you don't even have reservations for next.
Right. I mean, as the stat came up and it showed how much all the team has.
Yes.
I told David, I was like, rewind. I need to capture a photo of this because the Lions aren't like at the bottom where you're like, wow, I don't know how you're going to make it. Like, you got the third most amount of money.
And next year is a year they don't have a high effective cap number. But the point is between now and then, either through cuts or recalibration of current deals, you will create the room. There is no scenario. I don't care if it's voodoo. Goff is not going to have a cap hit of $70 million next year. Why? Things. Mm-hmm. That's how the league works. Go to Brian in Detroit, 97.1. Brian, what's going on?
Oh, what's up, Mike and Rico? Love you guys.
Thank you.
Mike, you just said it. You just said it. With the recalibration of contracts, we'll have the money. It's a no-brainer. Not only that, look at the player that you're finna get. Number one, he's a good player. Number two, he's pissed off. Number three, he's coming to a decent team that got a defense, that got a back end, and more importantly, got an offense that's going to put points on the board for him to get out there and do his thing on defense. What are we even talking about? Like, what is the discussion? And Brad Holmes is not in the poorhouse. We all know that. We done seen teams just pencil whip the salary cap. So it's not a discussion. Yeah, you got a bill coming because you drafted well. But for my two players, bye-bye J-Mo, bye-bye Kirby. I mean, if we can't franchise Kirby 2 years in a row and then sign him to something, see ya. You know, that's where I'm at because now is the time to put your team together and win. They think they are okay with where they are. They're stupid. Why would you do that?
No, well, let me say this. I don't think it's appropriate to call a team that just went 15-2 and turned things around stupid. I think they are overconfident. Now, that's okay, but let's not get slanderous here. They're far from stupid. We just disagree with how they're doing things.
You think it's a no-brainer, Mike.
I know.
I think it's I mean, pick up the phone right now. Pick up the phone. Hey, look, this is what I got for you. Period.
No, look, I'll give you an example. I'll tell you what I'll do. Brian, I have the latest and greatest in Hendrickson trade proposals. Literally. Article came out the other day. I'll give it to you. We're just going to do it next. I want to have a little time. This is the opposite of.
Look at this man. He's being responsible over. I don't even know who you are right now.
I know. Sometimes I don't know myself.
Wow.
Hey, Kenny's back. You all right?
Absolutely.
That was an executive trip to stall three, huh?
Yes.
Okay. I figured when you disappeared for that long, it wasn't a nature walk.